Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Wonderful Tuesday morning. On the phone right now, I've got Mr. Vijay Gadhvi. Is that, have I pronounced your name correct, Vijay?
Yeah, Gadhvi, correct. Yeah.
Gadhvi, lovely. You're a consultant vascular surgeon with the Nuffield Health in Brentwood, and they're one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM. So explain to me what a vascular surgeon actually does.
Good morning, Mike, and thank you for the opportunity. So a vascular surgeon is a specialist on blood vessels outside the heart. So it's all the arteries and veins beyond the heart. So it's dealing with blood vessels going to the neck. We prevent strokes from happening. Blood vessels to the legs, so we prevent wounds from deteriorating and diabetic feet. We deal with blood vessels in the abdomen. One of the major causes of loss of life in elderly men is an aneurysm from bursting. That's what I fix on the arterial side. And then in addition, we deal with the veins. And one of the most common problems globally is varicose veins, where the veins stop working effectively and cause problems in the venous circulation in the legs. So it's a very varied, interesting career. Takes a long time to train. It's a challenging. There's a great deal of technology that keeps evolving every 5 to 10 years. And I'm very privileged to be able to work as a vascular surgeon.
When you say that varicose veins, the vein stops working, how? Because I'm a layman, I have no idea about this. How does a vein stop working?
Good question. So the heart is the main pump. It's like your central heating. It pumps the blood, and the blood goes to the heart, to the brain, the legs, to the arms, and all around the circulation. The blood has to then return back to the heart, which then goes through the venous system, through the veins. Now, when we stand up, the blood is going against gravity in our legs. So within the veins, you have one-way valves, which enables the blood to go towards the heart but stops it refluxing, going back in the wrong direction.
Wow, I didn't realise that.
And yeah, so it's the valves which enables this, and that's something which evolved as human beings started walking on two legs. And the more exercise we do, the muscles in our legs help return the blood and keeps the circulation going. So it's always helpful to be ambulant, active, walking, and so forth. Now, over time, in certain number of patients and individuals, either because of family history or being after pregnancy, or if they put on more weight and adopt a more sedentary lifestyle, then the valves stop working in these individuals. Valves not working individually is not a problem, and a lot of us may have that. But if the valves then cause back pressure in the veins, they swell up over time.
Ah.
So where the blood should be returning to the heart, it stops from coming back.
Ah, that makes sense now. Why they bulge. They look like they're bulging, don't they?
Absolutely. And the more you're on your feet for long periods of time, the worse they get. So anyone who is in a career where they're on their feet for long periods of time, nurses, doctors, people working within retail industry, if they're on their feet and they've got a predisposition for veins, it normally makes the situation worse. So I myself, if I've got a long operating list where some compression socks just up to my knee just to help with the venous return, especially if I'm doing a long operation at Basildon Hospital where I work in the NHS, just to help reduce the pressure in the veins.
Wow. I didn't realize, it might sound very stupid to you, but I didn't realize that the veins had a valve, a one-way valve in them.
Yeah, it's an incredible design. It's an incredible design. It's a really flimsy piece of tissue, but which can sustain great deals of pressure. But the problem is once they're damaged, they're damaged, and they're irreparable, or you can't replace the valve. That probably will happen in the future, but certainly at the moment, we don't have that technology. And so that's where my role comes in. In the milder forms, I'd normally advise a change of lifestyle for patients. So I advise becoming more active, perhaps lose weight. And if they're going to be on their feet for long periods of time to wear a degree of compression on their legs. If the veins are more severe, meaning that they're causing lots of pain and discomfort, or sometimes patients are genuinely bothered about their appearance, because we're all individuals and certain things bother us about how we feel in ourselves, those are all good indications why these veins need to be treated. In the most severe form, the veins can cause a back pressure and damage the skin, in which case you get skin discoloration, it can cause eczema, and in the very extreme situations, it can cause ulceration, which is a real problem when patients unfortunately have venous ulcers.
All right. I think my sister-in-law's father had venous ulcers. He had problems. He was a policeman on his feet all day long, and he had terrible problems with one of his legs. Terrible problems. Now, I noticed from the website that you actually do gallbladder removal. Now, again, I'm incredibly ignorant about this. What does a gallbladder actually do?
Oh, that's a good question. Gallbladders, so the liver produces bile, and when the bile is produced and we have a fatty meal, it helps break down the fat and enables the body to absorb it through the gut.
Surely removing the gallbladder, though, would cause a problem in itself, wouldn't it?
After recovering from the surgery, not necessarily, then the patient and the individual will be expected to go back to their normal diet. And the bile is no longer stored within the gallbladder, which, if you imagine, is like a sack which gently squeezes the bile through. Instead, the bile trickles through the liver inside into the gut. And so the fat is absorbed continuously. So the body adapts very quickly.
Oh, I see. And you hear this a lot, especially with brain surgeons, where one side of the brain is damaged, then the other side takes over after a while and sorts out its functions. I think the human body is absolutely fascinating. This is a conversation I could carry on talking to you all day. It's a fascinating area. Well, thank you very much for calling. And hopefully we'll speak to you again soon, yeah?
It would be a pleasure. And thank you for the time.